the supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day he appointed for a rising. To thee belongs praise, for thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst thou willed, thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to thee belongs praise, for thou created, then proportioned, and ordained, and decreed, and gave death, and bestowed life, and made sick, and healed, and made well, and afflicted, and sat upon the throne, and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to thee, to be joyful in worshipping thee, to be desirous of thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom thou wilt.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, salamu alaikum and welcome. You're listening to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about Arba'een in Islamic culture, so be with us.
As-salamu alayka ya Sayyida Shuhada. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Today, Tuesday, 19th of Safar, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri Calendar, 14th of Shahrivar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar, and 5th of September, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. You're listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. And now for blessing the first moments of this episode, we'll listen to Chapter Al-Nahl, Verse 90.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون.
Indeed, Allah orders justice and good conduct and giving to relatives, and forbids immorality and bad conduct and oppression. He admonishes you that perhaps you will be reminded.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This verse is the universal investitude charter of Islam and the Bill of Rights, which Imam Muhammad al-Baghir, peace be upon him, used to recite in his sermons during the Friday prayer rituals. And according to Tafsir al-Safi, one of the main resources in Islamic culture, we read, "Were there only this single verse to be found in the Quran, we had sufficient grounds to declare that the Quran is the explanatory book for everything. The commandments as well as the forbidden matters of this verse have been included in all religions and have never been abrogated."
عظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بيب الأحرار سيد الشهداء أبي عبد الله الحسين وجعلنا من المنتظمين بمصابهم مع إمامهن منصورهن من آل محمد.
Dear brothers and sisters, in this episode we're going to speak about Arba'een in Islamic culture. Be with us. In Islam, the age of 40 is considered the age of intellectual maturity of a human being. As Prophet Muhammad was chosen to be a prophet at the age of 40, he said in a beautiful hadith about sincerity in action, "Whoever makes 40 days faith and deeds pure for Allah, Allah will enlighten his heart with fountains of wisdom." This enlightening hadith has become an important guide for mystics and followers of the path of happiness to try to purify their actions and words for Allah within 40 specific days, in order to reach the highest spiritual levels. Another famous hadith by the Prophet, is which the number 40 is highlighted, is that whoever of my ummah memorizes 40 hadith needed by the people in matters of religion, Allah will raise him up as a jurist and a scholar on the Day of Judgment. This valuable speech has caused dozens of books containing explanations of 40 hadiths to be written by great religious scholars.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about one of the significant religious events in the Islam world, which is called Arba'een. Based on some statistics, holy shrines of Imam Ali alayhi salam and Imam Hussein once announced that 2 years ago the number of pilgrims who visited these two holy shrines were about 26 million. Islam world knows and heard of a great event of Hajj and is quite familiar to with the concept of Hajj every year, that almost 2 to at most 3 million people take part each year. But in comparison to that, it is incomparable. The numbers of the participants or pilgrims that come here and there, and the kind of services that are given to both people from this side and the other side, As for Hajj people, they themselves pay, usually the one who reach to the level of istita'a, that is, they are capable of going and attending the Hajj. It becomes compulsory on them to go. So they are actually paying for the services that they are receiving to perform their Hajj rituals in the city of Mecca. But here in Arba'een, people do not need to pay for any kind of services. They are given all the services free of charge. This huge number of people are giving services free of charge. The only thing that they need to pay for is the transport that they come from borders to these two cities. Even from the borders to these cities, periodically there are some free services and free pickups. So this is a very astonishing event that it could be very interesting for huge studies in this era.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio. People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah. As the previous episodes of today's special, in these days, we listen to a short part of Ayatollah Khamenei's speech on Arba'een. Today we need to help the world to know Imam al-Hussein. Today they talk against Islam and Islamic teachings with hundreds of various means. In confronting this hostile movement made by the camp of disbelief and arrogance, it is the movement for knowing Hussein that can single-handedly resist, stand firm, and introduce the truth of Islam and the Quran to the world. The logic of Hussein ibn Ali is the logic of defending the truth and resistance against oppression, transgression, deviation and arrogance. This is the logic of Imam al-Hussein. Today the world needs this logic. Today the world is witness to the role of disbelief, arrogance and corruption. The world is witness to the role of oppression. Imam Hussein's message is a message to save the world. The great movement of Arba'een conveys this message to the whole world. And with Allah's favor and grace, this movement should be strengthened on a daily basis. Inshallah. On the continuation of today's special, we'll look at Arba'een March, most magnificent religious gathering in the world. In addition to the huge gathering during Hajj every year during the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, Muslims hold traditional and religious ceremonies. Extensive mourning rituals in the streets and holy places are full of spirituality, passion and love. Arba'een March is the most obvious manifestation of this passion and love. Even though the Arba'een March has become a global event for many years, unfortunately, due to specific political reasons, it is severely censored at the global level, and its greatness, grandeur, and significance are not covered properly. As in other religions, religious gatherings are held for various reasons such as rain, forgiveness and repentance, thanksgiving and etc. In Islam, it is as if Hussein is pulling hearts toward the truth and nature so that they wake up and revive human and spiritual values.
The other benefit that you find during the Arba'een walk is that for days and days, many people, instead of being distracted by this world and engaging in sinful behavior, at least for 2 weeks, you find them more conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keeping away from sin. Most of the youth that you see, they're just there on the walk, keeping away from their normal daily sins that they engage in. Believe me, if there's no benefit to the Arba'in walk, except the fact that for 2 weeks you avoid sins, that in itself is miraculous. Today, with all the temptation and desire and sinful behavior, if for 2 weeks you can protect yourself from sin, that is a great achievement. And Arba'in gives you that environment. How does it feel to keep away from sin? How does it bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Millions of people are benefiting from this amazing walk. The third reason why the Arba'in walk is not a waste of time, and it's part of our religion, is the Holy Quran. What does the Holy Quran command us, my dear brothers and sisters? The Prophet, for 23 years, he sacrificed and he gave his community. They came to him, Ya Rasulallah, how can we pay you back for all these services? Not one day did you ask for a favor. So we'd like to compensate you. We'd like to give you back. The Prophet would never speak of his own. He would always wait for revelation. He told his community, let me wait for the instruction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The wahi, the revelation came down upon the Prophet. Ya Rasulallah, tell them the following. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Say, I ask for no wage. The Quran deliberately uses an interesting Arabic word, ajr. In the Arabic language, you know what you use ajr for? Ajr basically means payment. In a business transaction, if you buy something, the money that you use to pay for that product is called ajr, payment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word payment in the Arabic language in the Holy Quran. Why does God use this word? Ya Rasulullah, they'd like to pay you for the religion of Islam. This is the product that you gave them, Islam. What's the payment they have to pay you in order to get this religion? That is al-mawaddata fil qurba, the love of the kin. Follow and love my family. And mawadda in Arabic doesn't just mean you love them in your heart. You express that love. You show that love in action.
Dear brothers and sisters, please keep us in your dua and supplication. We pray Allah for success of every Muslims in this world. Thank you very much for your time and fi amanillah. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, here is a beautiful piece of advice from Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Riza, peace be upon him, the 8th infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Silence is one of the doors of wisdom. It yields amicability and leads to every goodness. 20th of Safar is the day of Arba'een, which marks exactly 40 days after Ashura and the heart-rending tragedy of Karbala. Arba'een is a day of pilgrimage to the shrine of Chief of Martyrs, Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, peace be upon him. Pilgrims arrive in Karbala, Iraq, in their millions from all over the world, and many on foot. We here at RIB English Radio express our heartfelt condolences to all our Muslim listeners on the occasion of Arba'een.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the greatness of what is in the hereafter. As you know, one of the principal beliefs of Muslims is the idea of the hereafter, you know, which means that aside from this world in which we presently exist in, after death, you know, human beings will be transferred to another realm of existence, you might call it another world, in which they will be judged for their actions, and you know, subsequently rewarded or punished based on you know, the nature of, you know, what they did in this world. And this is a very important pillar of the Islamic belief system. In fact, it is probably the most, and from one point of view, it could be said that it is the most significant of beliefs in the, you know, Islamic religion. And the reason for that is that when Islam manifested and appeared in the Arabian Peninsula, the pagan Arabs who were there, who were living there, and who were, who were present there at that time, they also believed in God, right? They believed in God and that He had created the universe. So from this point of view, there was no difference between them and Muslims who also believed in one God. But one of the things that they denied was the existence of another world. In fact, this has been mentioned and alluded to in the Holy Quran. In one place in the Holy Quran, God quotes one of the Arabs who said that, there is nothing but the life of this world. In hiya illa hayatun ad-dunya. Numitu wa nahya wa ma yuhlikuna illa dahr. We live and we die, and nothing, destroys us except time. Which indicates the fact that, there's nothing but this life of this world. There is no hereafter. So this was a point of contention between Muslims and the pagan Arabs. And because of this, we see that, a majority of the verses of the Holy Quran are somehow concerned with this concept and, describing the hereafter and its characteristics. Now, one of the characteristics of the hereafter is that what is in the hereafter is greater than that which is in the world. In one verse of the Holy Quran we read, observe how we have given some of them an advantage over others, yet the hereafter is surely greater in respect of ranks and greater in respect of relative merit. In this beautiful hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, every aspect of this world seems greater upon hearing than when it is seen. And every aspect of the hereafter is greater when it will be seen than when it is heard about. So be satisfied with the hearing in lieu of the seeing, and with the tail in lieu of the concealed. Regarding the hereafter and the unseen, you should be content with what you hear, and you are informed of by the Prophet. This is what this means. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the greatness of the hereafter in comparison to the world in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear Muslim brothers and sisters actually. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Karim, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Here we are again, alhamdulillah, with Brother Ali Nasir, Hussein, Hassan, and Fawad Haider. I really welcome you all. Assalamu alaikum jami'a. How are you? Fine. Everybody's fine?
Yes.
Great.
وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
In the previous session, we talked about ayah 150 and 51 that Allah Almighty talked about those people who are like, they say, نؤمن ببعض ونكفر ببعض, and also the consequences of what they believed and what they disbelieved in, we discussed. In this ayah, in ayah 152, our today's topic, we'll talk about those who are opposite to the hypocrites, opposite to those in the mentioned in the previous verses. So, ayah 152 of Surah An-Nisa, let's everyone, all together with our listeners, listen to the recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wallazina amanu billahi wa rusulihi wa lam yufarriqu bayna ahadin minhum أولئك سوف يؤتيهم أجورهم وكان الله غفورا رحيما.
Superb, mashallah, mashallah. Let's see, discuss, let's get started. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah Almighty says in Ayah 152, Fawad Haider, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُولِهِ. Okay? Those people who have faith in Allah and His apostles, the believers, okay? وَلَمْ يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ. And they make no distinction between any of the prophets. أُولَٰئِكَ سَوْفَ يُؤْتِيهِمْ أُجُورَهُمْ. Okay? He will, Allah Almighty, will soon give their rewards. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And in case they make mistakes, Allah Almighty is all forgiving, all merciful. Look, we discussed earlier in the previous sessions that one of the principles of Islam is Nubuwa. Tawheed, Adala, Nubuwa, Imama, and Qiyama. So Nubuwa says that you should believe in 124,000 prophets the same way. They all are sent by Allah Almighty. They all are sent for.
So here is saint means like believe in all of them.
Believing in all of them.
Like at one level.
No. Like level of the prophet. No, I am not talking about the levels. Believing it means like, look, sometimes, God forbid, racism might come to us, okay? Racism might stop us from believing in one of the prophets. Like what happened? The same thing happened to what?
Bani Israel.
To the Jewish people, okay? To the Jewish, okay? They said they were not believing in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because he was an Arab.
Yes.
Okay? They were not believing in Prophet Isa alayhi salam. Why? Because he was like, he came after Prophet Musa. Yet they didn't believe in Prophet Isa alayhi salam. All right? Because the Prophet Isa alayhi salam came right after Prophet Musa. They said, no, we don't believe in him. Also, especially Prophet Muhammad, they didn't believe because they were saying that he is an Arab. Apparently they were believing, okay, some of them. But like we said earlier in the previous verses, that they were believers in the morning.
Disbelievers
in the
evening.
Afternoon, in the evening. Such kind of people. It was because of racism. So, but our beliefs, okay, our principles say that you should believe in all the prophets. No matter he was an Arab, he was a non-Arab, okay? Whatever. No matter, for example, he was 1,000 years ago, it was just before your prophet or after your prophet, no matter. All the prophets are prophets of Allah Almighty. We Muslims believe in Jesus as a prophet. We believe in Prophet Musa as a prophet of Allah Almighty. We believe in Prophet Jacob. All the prophets we believe. All right? Yes. This is our belief. So Allah Almighty tells us to believe this way. وَلَمْ يُفَرِّقُوا. Those who believe in Allah Almighty and His prophets, and they do not make any distinction between the prophets. أُولَٰئِكَ. The consequence of this is that أُولَٰئِكَ, these people, okay, will be given their rewards. Though this is our responsibility to believe, this is wajib something, but extra on this, Allah Almighty also reward us. How merciful He is. Yes? وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And Allah Almighty is all forgiving, all merciful. That's it, guys. If you have any question? Nothing?
No, sir.
Okay. So let's move on to the Tajweed rules. Let's mention them. Inshallah, this session will be over.
الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم.
If you see the Holy Quran in Surah Muzammil, ayat number 20, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, and recite as much as possible from the Quran. As much as possible.
ربنا ما خلقت هذا.
That's why they say one of the beauties of the eloquence of the fasahat and balaghat of the Quran is that whenever you open the Quran, it's as if it speaks to you today very, very clearly.
The Quran is a covenant of God for His creature. It is misaq. It is covenant for His servants. It is necessary for the Muslims to read this covenant and recite 50 words every day.
If you're ready and if you're not tired, even if you're not ready, you're tired, let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
So, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ. The word Allah has a special pronunciation. Two rules are there, okay? Number one, Ali Nasir, you tell us. Sometimes we pronounce Allah as Allah, yeah?
With
La.
A sound.
The Lam is pronounced A with A sound. Sometimes with La sound. Why? When?
When we have Kasra.
When we have a Kasra right before the?
Letter Allah.
The word Allah, well, yes. The word Allah.
We pronounce it lightly.
Lightly, with an A sound.
Yes.
The same as this word. Look, billahi. B has a kasra.
Yes.
Hamzatul wasl is with the word Allah. So, we ignore Hamzatul wasl. So, the word the letter lam in the word Allah has a kasra before it. So, here you read it with an A sound.
Yes.
Billahi, not billahi. Hussein, when do we read it with an A sound, the letter lam?
When before Allah there is a dhamma or fatha.
Whenever you have a fatha or a dhamma right before the word Allah, even instead of the letter the kasra with the letter ba, if it was a fatha or a dhamma, you would read the word Allah with an asa.
What if it was sakin?
And the ghay sakinain, and also it takes a kasra. All right.
Yes.
Good job. So you read, for example, Ma'allah, yeah, ma'allah, or the word Allahumma, yeah, or wallah, yeah, in this ayah as well we have, yeah, wa kana Allahu ghafura rahima. So this way you pronounce it like heavily if you have a fatha or a dhamma. Next rule, wa rusulihi ishba' of ha'ad dhamir, ha'ud dhamir, okay, it's this is a rule, ishba' ha'ad dhamir. It's a rule. Dhamir means pronoun. This ha, rusulihi, this ha is a pronoun in Arabic. So whenever you see this ha with a kasra or with a dhamma, okay, there is usually a baby waw after it or a baby ya after it.
Yes.
Okay? Or sometimes alif. So you should extend the sound. Wa rusulihi, not rusulihi, hi, not only a kasra, extend the sound. وَلَمْ يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ أَحَدٍ has got a tanween and mim is right after it.
Idgham.
Idgham. أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ. Good job. أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ. أُولَٰئِكَ سَوْفَ يُؤْتِيهِمْ أُجُورَهُمْ. قِلَا tells us.
It's better to
That's
stop.
Better to stop, but you could continue there. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ This is the example of the word Allah pronounced heavily. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ
Yes.
غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا
غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا
غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا You merge them together. So, that's it. Very easy, very simple. Ready to practice the recitation?
Yes.
Yes.
Listen. And brothers and sisters, you as well, please repeat and practice with us. بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
والذين آمنوا بالله ورسله ولم يفرقوا بين أحد منهم
والذين آمنوا بالله ورسله ولم يفرقوا بين أحد منهم
وَلَمْ يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ أُولَئِكَ سَوْفَ يُؤْتِيهِمْ أُجُورَهُمْ
ولم يفرقوا بين أحد منهم أولئك سوف يؤتيهم أجورهم
وكان الله غفورا رحيما
وكان الله غفورا رحيما
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
الله bless you inshallah see you in the next session with the next verses of surah and nisa stay with IRB English radio brothers and sisters wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah wa sallallahu ala sayyidina muhammad wa alihi at-tahirin
allahumma salli ala muhammad wa ali muhammad wa ajjil farajahum
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
Your horse returns to our camp riderless.
Azuru Sayyidi wa Mawlai wa Mu'tamadi wa Rajai.
The ocean of dua.
Al Imam al Hussein. زيارتان مني ونيابتان عن والدي
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves Hussein, Hussein, the slain
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of زيارة Imam al-Husayn عليه السلام, زيارة العشورة. So stay with us.
اللهم اجعلني عندك وجيها بالحسين عليه السلام في الدنيا والآخرة.
Dear listeners, brothers and sisters, we have reached this excerpt of زيارة العشورة. اللهم اجعلني عندك وجيها بالحسين عليه السلام في الدنيا والآخرة. O Allah, make me distinguished near you through Hussein in this world and the hereafter. So, this phrase starts with اللهم, O Allah. Originally, the phrase اللهم, as the grammarians of the Arabic language say, was Ya Allah. And thereafter, the vocative particle Ya, Ya Allah, was removed, and the letter Mim was affixed to Allah, so it turned to Allahumma. And this is what we say instead of Ya Allah instead. We say Allahumma. And this view is endorsed by Khalil al-Farahidi and most of the grammarians of Basra in Arabic language. The reason why the vocative particle ya is used, despite Almighty Allah being nearer to the human beings than their jugular vein, could be two things. It is either for veneration, that we say ya Allah because of his ennobled station, or it is because of expressing our remoteness that we say ya Allah or Allahumma. So the zair must realize that the distance between him and the absolute perfect being is actually infinite. And that's why he calls upon him in veneration. That's why the zair has to say Allahumma, not the kind of Allah that is close to me. I know, I have recognized him as true zair, and I know that he is close to me. He is closer to me than my jugular vein. But I, when I'm calling out to him, asking him, or presenting my requests to him, I call him Ya Allah because of veneration and expressing my remoteness.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies. It clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So as we said, dear listeners, this part of Ziyaratul Ashura says, Allahumma ja'alni indaka wajihan bil Husayni alayhi salam. O Allah, make me distinguished near you through Hussein in this world and the hereafter. Fi dunya wal akhirah. And this Allahumma is originally Ya Allah. In some supplication, we address Almighty Allah and we say Ya Ba'id, O the remote one. For example, in a supplication recited while touching our chest with the pillar beside the black stone of the Kaaba, we are recommended to say, Ya Wahidu Ya Ahad, Ya Majidu Ya Qaribu Ya Ba'id. O the One, O Non-Composite, O the Glorious, O the Near One, O the Remote One. Ya Azizu Ya Hakim, La Tadharni Fardam Wa Anta Khayrul Warithin. O invincible, O wise, do not leave me alone, and you are the best of inheritors. Habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyibah. Gift me from your proximity pleasant offspring. Innaka sami'u du'a. Indeed, you are the listener of the supplications. In another supplication narrated in Iqbalul A'mal, we are supposed to say, Ya halimu ya mu'id, ya mutadani ya ba'id. Ya Ra'ufu Ya Rahim, Ya Karimu Ya Ghafur. O forbearing one, O returner, O near one, O the remote one. So, actually, The point that I'm trying to make is that in different supplications, we call the Almighty Allah as the kind of Lord which is far from us. We express our remoteness from Him. When we look at His greatness, when we shift our focus to the different characteristics, to the epithets, to the different names, like Ya Wahid, Ya Ahad, Ya Majid, Ya Qarib, Ya Ba'id. Of course, He is at the same time very close. He is closer to us than our jugular veins. But the point is, from which perspective are we discussing this? In the well-known supplication of Iftitah, we recite, الذي بعد فلا يرى وقرب فشهد النجوى تبارك وتعالى. The one who is distant, thus cannot be seen and close, and thus witnesses the whisperings of the whisperers, the plentiful, the exalted. Also, in another supplication, where we mention the beautiful names of Allah, we say, O distant in His proximity. Ya ba'idan fi qurb. So that's why we say Allahumma in this part of Ziyaratul Ashur. Allahumma means O Allah, and it was originally Ya Allah, which is used with particle Ya for the remoteness of the one whom we call, and it is for this reason that we call Him as being far from us. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين
Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, The Lord Most High has chosen for us certain followers, Shiites, who assist us. If we are joyful, they are joyful. And if we are sorrowful and sad, they are sorrowful and sad.
Adiós. الحب هو جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners, IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the statements of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently discussing the topic of prophethood in Nahjul Balagha, and we were also focusing on the first sermon. The reason being is the first sermon has got some very important discussions on the belief system of a Muslim, of a believer. And together with that, there is a good level of information and strong discussions and concepts with regards to prophethood mentioned inside this sermon. And we reach this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says that مَأْخُوذًا عَلَى النَّبِيِّينَ مِثَاقُهُ, that he, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was such that all of the prophets had been obliged. They had given a covenant with regards to, they had taken a covenant with regards to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of them were obliged with regards to him. And we say that this obligation is an essential obligation. It is a natural obligation that is within their essence as prophets. Inshallah, we shall discuss about this essential obligation in the coming segment.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We were discussing about this essential obligation that all the prophets had with regards to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. What does it mean? Now, let me give you a simple example as an allegory.